This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
It's the Fully Charged Recharged podcast. There's no Emma. I've taken over.
That's Callum in the hot seat.
She's coming back now. I'm getting scared. I'm panicking. I'm going to lose my job.
Don't tell her we're talking about.
No, Emma's a cow. Why don't you sit there?
We've just made some changes.
I've got Callum's POV.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a weird angle.
It is. It's very, I can never see Dave very well from my... So I've sat in Emma's seat and Emma's sat in my seat.
Yeah, Callum, I'm not sure if I like it here. We have good eye contact. I bet you, do you notice that you can see me, as in you, better than the other way around?
Yeah,
I can see you real clear, but there's a lot of shit in the way.
There is. When the other one left, I kind of thought...
Aisling was her name. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is her name, actually. The other one. She's not dead.
Say her name.
She got fired.
She didn't get fired.
She did.
She went to 2FM.
She kind of got me this job, so let's be nice, please.
When she got fired, I kind of wanted to switch everything around and move to where Dave sits.
Oh.
But that would really stress him out. So that was no problem.
But also, Dave couldn't sit here. It's too shit.
Well, that monitor would move.
Stay
to
where
you sit. Where put that monitor.
He wouldn't. I wouldn't be. He and him and I's eye contact would be shit. For
but
me.
I think if I. Oh yeah, actually, that's very. You need to be. The way I'm sitting. This is very visual. This is a terrible podcast. But the way I'm sitting now, I can't see Emma because I've got two cameras in front of me. But
yeah.
There's a great view of you, Fiona.
That's why me and Emma are connecting so well.
Yeah.
We just stare lovingly. I actually, sometimes I think I'm staring open mouthed at you and you're trying to do your job. And I'm like, but I don't realise.
It's cute. I think the dynamic works where it is.
It actually works well because then if you pivot to the other side, you can... have a good view of the two of them.
Callum, consider yourself looking in the
really
old studio. You were thrown over into a little corner.
You, when we first started, we were in the other On Air 5, which is a very small studio. It's where the music presenters do their show. So it's only really designed for two people at best. Mm. When Graham and Nathan were on, there was three of us and I was in the corner on a makeshift desk that they covered in weird leather that they found somewhere. Then they brought me an IKEA table. But then when this show started, I do. When the show started, this studio wasn't ready. This was never a multi-purpose studio. This was just a... this was the Last Word studio and it was a recording studio for music.
Reset. The Last Word is a show on Today FM.
Yes, very boring.
Context needed.
Yeah. So they put all of us in that tiny studio. So there was four of us in there.
Ooh.
Ash was never on mic.
What?
As in she
Her
had
mic
a
was
microphone,
shite.
But it was it just sounded like she was always over here because all the mics were close together.
Okay.
Yeah, it was terrible.
So
anyway, that's fun.
That's boring.
That's a bit of crack.
Boring inside. No Dave. We never addressed that Dave isn't here.
Poor old Dave. He has to go to a funeral in Galway. So we finished the show at 10 o'clock and legged it. I think the funeral's at 1.
You're very worried for him, aren't you, for his safety?
Oh, I actually am. Long drives after doing an early shift, no good. But his housemate he's driving with, I think, must have taken today off work. So hopefully got a bit more sleep than Dave, so he's going to do a lot of the driving, which is good. Yeah. Beckon, you can't be doing long motorway drives after an early start.
I did it,
but I only went as far as Kilkenny, which is a lot quicker, and I had to pull in for a sleep on the way back. My eyes were spinning.
What's the longest drive that you've ever done, in one sitting?
When me and Dwayne were in Donegal for a wedding, and the next morning, so I'd been out at a wedding doing what you do at a wedding, and the next morning his mom rang us to say his cat, who he'd had for 23 years, essentially his sibling, was dying.
Oh,
she was going to die. So we had to drive to Cork, Donegal to Cork, the day after a wedding. It was...
How long was that?
Not good. I'd say it took 8 hours.
There's
maybe.
No trains up there, is there?
No,
famously no trains in Donegal. But sure, we had the car, we couldn't leave it. That was a hairy drive, but we had to go, you know?
No intent.
Yeah.
Pun intended with the
car. Are you hiring a car when you go to Italy?
No. Too scared of the Italian drivers. We're going to train it up.
They're crazy. Oh my God. They just, they'll drive through you physically as a person.
We're deliberately not doing, is it not deliberately, but everywhere that we're going is on a train line.
Very good.
So, nice.
I can't drive, but driving on the other side of the road would really stress me out.
I've never done it either. And I often would think about doing it when I go into Spain, because where we go in Spain is kind of a little bit off the beaten track. But I've never done it. I think I'd be okay. It's just the motorway. You see, when you're renting the car from the motorway, when you're renting the car from the airport, you're immediately on a motorway.
Yeah.
That's what stresses me out.
Yeah.
Whereas if I got the car in a little village and could just pot around for a bit first, I get used to it. But it's more like... straight out into the bedlam.
Yeah, I don't know if it'd be for me driving out farting now.
So we wrap this up, lads.
Okay. Enjoy the show. It was a chaotic girly quiz. Fun. Brace yourselves. Brace for impact.
103.8 Dublin. Is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. The number one hit music station.
Let's go!
Good morning!
Hey! Hello. Good morning. Happy nearly Friday, everybody.
Oh my God, happy another sunny day,
Emma
everybody.
Nolan, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, it's great to be here.
Honestly, it's really, really nice of you now to come out of that bed and come and join us on the show. I really appreciate it.
Do you know what I do? I actually am so annoyed with myself at this stage. I missed my alarm this morning. It's happened many a time on this show.
And she
luckily
rocks
because
4 minutes ago.
4 minutes ago, yeah. The way it should be, lads. The way it should be. I'm only messing. No, I'm in really bad form with myself over it. Do you know the way sometimes if you do something fun on a weeknight, like go to a gig or go for dinner with one of the girls, or like just do something that's out of the ordinary and like is a late night,
you're throws it all out of whack.
Oh, yeah, just, you know, something like that, that you're trying to like kind of burn the candle at both ends because you're like, no, it's grand, I want to be able to do everything.
Go on, tell us, what did you do?
I was in bed at 10:30 reading a book. I swear, I'm reading this book about this lovely lady at the time of the war in Australia and how she's trying to navigate her life with all her kids, and I was really feeling her story and into it on my own. In bed, showered, all my after sun on, in my pajamas, ready for a beautiful night's sleep. Woke up 20 past 6. I should have been here at
God.
6. I just don't understand. What do you want from me, buddy?
Moral of the story, kids, don't read.
No.
Dangerous.
Never.
Not safe. For children.
You're with Emma, Dave and Fiona here at Spin. What's the crack?
Good morning. So, Fiona, what is this? Like your third week on the show?
It is. Thank you so much,
okay,
Dave.
Okay, well then, you may not know this about me, but I am a really, really bad impulse buyer. Actually, I'm a really, really good impulse buyer. I buy things on a whim all the time, especially if it's from a little website I like to call Temu.
A little mom and pop shop.
Yeah.
Small startup.
It's like an Etsy type thing.
I know what
it is. Yeah,
yeah. Temu is amazing how they have. Is it called the SEO when you take over Google? Is that what it's called?
Potentially, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh yes,
so.
Yes.
So it's like if you search anything like cat food. I've never
Straight up.
That.
Just yeah. Temu.
Everything is going to come first from Temu. It's amazing how they've like owned the whole system.
Yeah, and they actually have like really amazing looking dog beds that are like big sofas.
Mm.
And yeah, but I haven't purchased yet, so I'm interested.
So I've on the show, like in the past, just bought stuff from Temu and opened it up on the show because when I order it, I'm like, oh, this will be exciting. And then it arrives, I'm like, I've no idea what I ordered. Today is absolutely no different because I've got another Temu package.
I think you have already done this while I've been here.
Oh,
I think
this is
your second Temu.
Well, then I still have absolutely no idea what I've ordered.
I think what you got recently on the show was a mystery bag.
Oh, that was it, from Tiger.
From Tiger.
Yeah.
You love spending your money on absolute nutter rubbish.
I really do. I love spending money. Money is there to be spent.
Yes. Yeah.
And that is what I have done today.
Paycheck to paycheck, baby.
Capitalism loves to see you coming.
Oh, it's like past the parcel. There's two. But something just
more plastic. Temu.
Okay.
Ah, good lads.
This is a magnet thing that goes on the back of your phone and it makes it, you can put your finger in it and you can hold your phone like through a ring.
That's nice.
It's like a ring.
Pop socket.
Pop socket kind of thing, yeah. I don't know why there's more plastic, but here we go. It's exciting. I probably should have done this before I started the show. I'm very sorry.
No, I enjoyed this whole process.
Okay, there's a brown box here.
Oh.
What do we think's in this?
More packaging.
Oh. I feel like it's like a mug.
Well, what the hell did
like
I order?
Broken.
It sounds like cutlery.
Yeah,
it does, doesn't it? Right, okay, he's opening the box and out comes a green looking...
It's a bird feeder!
Oh.
Oh, it's multi-layered!
It's multi-layered, it's a green cage and it's going to hang up on the tree in my garden and I'm going to put nuts in it.
Okay, now that's cute.
I think it's just bird feed rather than nuts, but that's brilliant.
Oh, okay.
Well done.
Do they not like nuts?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure what's in the usual mix
okay,
for
bird so far we've got a phone ring.
Can you
pop
please set up
thing.
A camera inside the bird feeder? Do you ever watch those on Instagram when it's like the POV of the bird feeder as the birds
and
come
out? And they're
so cute.
Okay, so I've got another ring thing that goes in the back of your phone and it's like a stand. It's another pop socket.
Can I have that one?
So we've got
two phones and one phone in each hand.
Okay, I don't know what this is, so I'm going to have to open it up.
Okay.
Are we all enjoying the Timu haul so
yeah,
far?
Yeah, oh, I love it. The bird feeder is very kind of you, so that's nice.
I've got
yeah.
another. Okay, what is this? Oh, this is a magnet that goes in the back of your phone. I don't know why I bought so much
stuff
for my phone.
How much space you think you have on the back of your phone?
And I didn't. I bought four pop sockets, basically, is what okay. I've done. I think they must have only been like 70 cent each. I bought a pair
shorts.
Of shorts.
No,
navy shorts. Yeah. I bought a pair of Dave, green shorts. Cool.
That'd be lovely for summer now.
Sorry, lads. I have to give a bit of credit where it's due. I thought that they'd feel like plastic. They yeah. feel really nice.
Do they?
They're good.
Oh, they're lovely.
They're good quality.
They look nice. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Navy shorts, they're kind of corduroy material yeah. and really nice elastic waist. A little kind of random leather brown square in the corner to make them look real fancy.
Yeah. Oh, I'd be like something in Love Island.
That's exactly what you'd be fat. Like.
They're lovely, aren't they? I have to go to a funeral later. I might wear them.
Don't.
I think
yeah.
yeah.
So that's all I've ordered on Temu, apparently. I bought the shorts. I bought a couple of pairs of the shorts and loads of pop sockets and a bird feeder.
Makes
bizarre.
Sense.
Absolutely no bizarre. But I'm excited about it.
I think that bird feeder needs to be number one first and foremost.
Well, you know what? I'm going to get a camera off Timo next so I can put it in the bird feeder.
Set it up a bird feed. They'd be delighted.
Good morning. How are we doing?
Good.
Guys, I was a bit crazy this week, midweek. I did something a bit rogue. I went for dinner on a Tuesday night.
Oh my God. This we really are getting so insanely old.
Yeah, stop the presses. Can we actually send this down to News Talk as well? Because this is breaking.
Emma was only talking about how she slept in this morning because she was reading a book last night.
I know.
And you went for dinner on a Tuesday. We sound ancient.
But I swear to God, I was all out of whack. Like, after we came out of the restaurant, I was like, sure, we'll go for a drink. And it was like, no, I have to be up in, like, a few hours.
Yeah.
Anyway, so it's a host in Ranelagh. The reason I was going on a Tuesday is because it takes months to get a booking in this place. Mm. And when you do get a booking, it is going to be on a random Tuesday.
Yeah.
We were loving ourselves because we finally got a booking at 7 p.m. normal dinner time. Normally, you're in there at 9:15 and you're grateful for it.
Yeah, I always see, because I walk past Ranelagh like all the time and I always see people in that restaurant.
What's going on with this?
It's like it's a foodie place.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's not like a burgers and chips type area.
Do you remember that time ages and ages and ages and ages ago I made the booking for my boyfriend Jack at the time? He was dying to go to Mr. S on Cannon Street.
Yes.
And then I showed up with everyone. There was another, my friend and her fella as well, and they were like, you booked for like 3 months' time.
No.
And everyone was so disappointed. I got a booking for them for July.
Yeah.
And that was ages ago. There's some places that you just cannot get next nor near. And you're like, what is so special about you?
In Dublin, you really do have to like book in advance. And also, we're very susceptible to a trend. Like if people say this is where we're going, then that's where we're going. But Host, I mean, it must be nearly 10 years now and the hype hasn't died down.
No.
But anyway.
God, lucky them.
Yes, it is a bit of a foodie spot. My boyfriend Dwayne, famously in my world, extremely fussy. He only had pasta for the first time when we got together. He's keeping count of the number of bowls of soup he's had because he had his first one over lockdown.
Hmm.
And he texts this couple that we're friends with. He texts them every time he has it. He adds the new soup, and it's like, what else?
Dwayne sounds like a bit of me, to be honest.
He's worse than you. Like he's, oh my God.
Okay, give me an idea.
So
what does Dwayne have for his brekkie on an average day?
Cheerios.
Okay, what's he have for lunch?
Probably a chicken sandwich or a turkey sandwich. Green grapes only.
Not red grapes.
And a green apple.
Not a red apple.
That's
not
bad.
Not a red apple.
Okay,
no, yeah.
That's good.
Yeah,
that's at least there's a bit of veg in there.
No, he is, yeah.
And actually, is he like waffles for dinner, like in fish fingers?
Waffles, fish fingers. He's actually started eating some salad leaves recently, which is now, I shouldn't have revealed that because we're about to play a game. But he has, and he's like, chewing it like a little 4-year-old, and he's like, I don't like it. And I'm like, no one likes it. You just eat it. It's not anyway. But so we went to this restaurant. What you get there is like a chef's menu. Basically, you get what you're given. You don't choose anything to order. All you order is your main, whether you want steak, fish, or pork or whatever. And we were going for the steak. So you get two starters, you get two pastas.
Okay.
You get a big main. And then you get a dessert. Mm-hmm. So we're going to play a game of Did Dwayne Eat It?
Okay.
A lot of courses in the mix here. So we start off
with rosemary focaccia with olive oil for dipping.
Bread, yeah, surely.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
I'd say he had a bit of bread.
You think Dwayne had it? That is, yes, he did. Yeah.
Brilliant.
That.
Happy for him. Well done, Dwayne.
Okay, up next, we're getting a bit funky. We've got Castletown Bear Crab Tostada with roasted corn salsa.
I'd say now, lovely, because that's very close. You family in very close Castletown to Castletown Bear. Yeah. So I'd say he felt a bit of pressure to give that a go.
I'm going to say no, he didn't. Just purely on the words of it.
He did not eat it.
No, okay, that's a yes for Dave and a no for me.
I did say to him, I was like, it's from Castletown Bear. He was like, I don't care where it's from, I'm not eating it. I think he had a dry bit of the tostada and no crab on it. Oh, and okay. He was not happy about it.
I'd love a
crab
bit of
meat
crab.
Is gorgeous.
It was stunning. Bit of lime.
Don't know what they're missing out on, these fussy.
See, the thing about like one of those like tasting restaurants is the food is going to be class no matter what it is. Do you know what I mean?
And it was the whole experience.
Yeah.
Like, just stunning. Okay, so another starter, burrata with Sicilian tomatoes, pine nuts, and Padron peppers.
No chance.
Nah, he didn't go near that.
No chance.
He ate the peppers.
No.
That kind of counts, I guess. We'll give you a little bit.
The cheese, the tomatoes, pine nuts, absolutely not. But, you know, he really chowed down on those.
10% of it.
Yeah. Okay, now we're on to the pasta course. Pappardelle with sausage ragu.
Ah, yeah, he's grand with the pasta now, but
yeah,
it's sausage, isn't
it? Fine with pasta, yeah, I'd say, yeah.
He did eat that.
Well done, Dwayne.
He found the pasta a bit hard. Okay. A bit al dente. Okay. for Dwayners, for poor, delicate Dwayne. The other pasta course was pumpkin capiolacelli with walnuts and sage.
Oh, I'd even be nervous.
No, I wouldn't go near that.
He tried it.
Oh, wow, fair play to Dwayne.
He wasn't happy about
it. Okay.
So we're getting to this stage. I am eating every dish. Mm-hmm. And like the steak is coming and I'm like, I'm full. Anyway, the main, Hannon's ribeye steak, medium rare.
Yes, he ate that.
Yeah, of course.
He ate that. Yeah, he's crazy not to. Fried potatoes and aioli.
Lovely.
Yeah,
surely. Yeah.
No aioli.
Garlic dip.
But he ate the fried potatoes.
Like a garlic dip, or
he
was
wouldn't
just
be having a bit of ale dip. No,
I don't even know what aioli is.
It's just like a real
fancy
garlic dip.
It's a fancy way of saying garlic dip. So McNally leaves with hazelnuts and pericornio romano.
Nah, no, I'd be nervous.
I don't know what that is.
He ate the leaves. He ate leaves, singular. Dessert, chocolate pot and crumble.
Not a bother.
Not a bother.
He didn't like it.
But he ate it.
So overall, €70 per person. Not good for... It's actually a decent value for the amount of food that you get. It's such a good experience, but not if you feel like you're going there with your four-year-old.
But you know what? To be honest, you're getting married later this year, Dwayne, and I can't wait for that meal. A few saucy.
My theory as to why these restaurants are doing so good is because they're so small, so they can only fit like four people in at a time.
Maybe
that's why it always looks packed.
That's a good theory.
Oh, I can't wait for a milkshake at your wedding.
Guys, did you have pen pals growing up?
Yes.
I did, but I never actually wrote them. I just like DM'd them.
Oh, okay. Modern age. Modern age boy.
How did you DM them?
I met this girl on Tumblr and she was from she's from Singapore and that was like maybe 12 years ago and we still kind of sometimes keep in contact.
Yes.
Oh my God, cute. Okay.
I kind of see it as my pen pal, but
yeah. See, I'm from the Stone Age, so it would be like you'd meet a girl on holidays from Belfast and it'd be like, look at your address.
From
and
Belfast.
We'd like write back and forth. Literally one girl I'm thinking of.
I remember I used to send letters so in depth that if I was doing like a little course on my horse, like around different like jumps, I'd draw out the diagram. So then I'd put arrows about around the course to show her what I jumped over.
You have a horse?
I did.
Oh my God, okay, we need to get to that, sorry. But, okay, so Timothy Chalamet and Shia LaBeouf are pen pals now. Chalamet. You know him.
I know exactly Chalamet? Who you're talking about.
What did I call him?
Chalamet.
Chalamet.
It's and Chalamet.
Chalamet.
There you go. He walked past me in a French restaurant once.
I think you said it wrong. Anyway, they've been emailing back and forth. They were actually rumoured to have a bit of a feud. Shia was talking smack about Timothy after he accepted an award for the Bob Dylan film.
Oh, yeah.
But Timothy saw him in a play recently, very culturally profound. And I thought we could do a little role play. Not in a weird way, just in their email back and forth. So maybe I'll be Timothy Chalamet.
You want me to be Shia LaBeouf?
I'd love if you would.
Okay.
Okay, Timothy. Absolutely blown away by your work the other night. Totally electric, totally present at every turn. King of your kingdom, even if that kingdom is a miserable 4x4 prison cell. What a fantastic play. I hope you guys take it to New York. And I hope this is the beginning of your work on stage and not an anomaly. Timothy.
Oh, I hate everything about that email.
Ah, actors.
And Shia responds, thank you, doggy. Every blessing to you. Fun watching you evolve. Take ownership. Bang, bang.
A haiku.
A haiku poem.
Thank you, doggy. Every blessing to you. Fun watching you evolve. Take ownership. Bang, bang. I love the way he signed it up like Basil Brush. Boom, boom. Didn't he have his cousin that I used to say? Bingo. Yeah, bing, he used to go bing, bing or something, wasn't it? So there you
he
go.
He just wrote back to him with the Italian brain rot.
Bang, bang.
Is that it? Is that the end of the conversation?
That's the end.
That's it. That's
well, how did you get this email? Have you accidentally put on the chain?
Pop Crave.
Yes, yeah, I'm in there. It's me and the boys.
For my whole life, I've called him Shia LaBeouf. Is that wrong?
I thought it's Shia.
Shia LaBeouf, yeah.
Weren't you saying Shia this morning, or was that producer Callum?
No, producer Callum was saying
He's
Shia.
English.
Oh, his so
accent.
True.
You're Shia English.
LaBeouf. You have no rights.
Timothy Chalamet and Shia LaBeouf.
To be fair, I did used to call your one Mila Kunis. So I have no leg to stand on.
Oh, no, listen, it's all good. And hey,
and Timothy Chalamet apparently.
You're on spin. Hey.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
We're in the middle of a second at the cinema. This is where we play you one singular second from a film, and you try to guess it based on that. It sounds like an impossibility. 100% success rate on this game. And this morning's clip, it sounds like this.
I'm so sure. I'm not even like 99.9% sure. I'm 100% sure I know the answer to this.
Fiona and Dave are kind of frustrated with the clip, saying it's too easy.
Way too easy.
And not a real game this morning.
I'm actually not even frustrated. It's just taken me back to a happy time in my life, which is a few weeks ago when I rewatched this.
Which is funny because it's not a happy movie.
Multiple times. Sometimes I just pause it halfway through and pretend that's the end. Feels
just
good.
Just leave it there.
Yeah.
All right, so again, this was the clip.
And then Fiona turns it off.
I don't want to know
That's
anymore.
That's actually all I watch of it. I'm like, right.
Michael is there. Hello.
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Good. Listen, this is the clip that you heard from a film. What do you think that is?
Go on, Michael.
I think it's Rocky.
Rocky. What do you think he's saying in that clip?
I am the champ.
Ah, okay. Interesting. Ooh. I'm afraid that's incorrect.
Oh, Michael. How sure were you?
Shocking.
That is Michael. Shocking.
Michael likes boy movies.
Wait till you hear the answer, though, later on, Michael. I think you'll be kicking yourself, to be honest.
No problems. I'll be listening now for it.
Right, go on. Good luck, Michael. Have a great day.
Thanks, guys.
Good luck.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye. Also standing by there is
Dad.
Mikey.
It's just the same guy on the phone.
Coming back under an alias, my fake mustache. How are you, Mikey?
Hi, Mikey.
Hello.
What's the crack? Listen, here's the clip from the film.
What's that movie, Mikey?
Titanic.
What do you think he's saying in that clip, Mikey?
I'm the king of the world.
And at what point of the film does he say that?
When he's standing on the ship.
Oh, not when he's on the Anna. Oh,
yeah. He's standing on the ship for most of it, to be fair.
Well, yeah, that's, yeah, until the end.
Let's check if you're right.
I'm the king of the world! Woo-hoo!
Oh, lads, what a movie. What a movie.
Question: I haven't seen that since I was very young. Was that just after he got with Rose?
No, it's just when he.
No,
well, I mean,
before
you,
that.
Sorry, imagine if you just.
When is
just
it?
Got with someone, and that's what they do afterwards.
When is it, Mikey?
It's before that.
Oh right, right.
It's he's just arrived onto the ship.
Right, I thought it was like he left the car down the basement, came up the top. I'm the king of the world!
And he's with his friend, his Italian friend.
Yeah, yeah. And they thought they won it in a bet. They thought they weren't going to get onto the boat. Do you know this is the line I would have done? No, mate, Titanic go to America in 15 minutes.
I love it, Mikey. Congratulations, IMC Cinema passes on the way to you.
Perfect, thank you.
Have a great day.
Talk to you later. Bye bye.
Oh, what a movie.
That line was improvised, you know.
I'm the king of the world.
That's so good. Yeah.
Sorry, how much Titanic knowledge do you have?
Oh, we'd need a few shows to sit down.
Tomorrow's show, Fiona knows about Titanic.
Guys, best believe it.
It's my special interest. It's my Roman Empire.
Really? I'm actually falling asleep right now at the moment to a Titanic podcast.
Which one?
Titanic Ship of Dreams.
Oh, okay.
It's a multi-parter, yeah.
Oh my God, we need to see if I've listened to it. I'm obsessed. Yeah, Jim, well, it'd be good if I remembered the director's name. He just was like, Leo, get up there and just say whatever feels right. And he just did that. I'm the king of the world.
Stop. And now every single time anyone's ever on a boat, that's what they say.
Thank you for that gift. Thank you for your words, Leonardo.
God, Fiona, I'm learning more and more about you every day.
I know, right?
Dublin.
On it. Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Good morning.
Hey, what's going on? Happy Thursday.
What are we going to do when it leaves? This is just my life now.
Oh, let's not talk about that. Yeah, actually, true. Let's talk about space.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Okay.
The final frontier.
There's every day I go onto Facebook and I go, why don't I just delete this app? And then I see something crazy from maybe someone who I used to grow up with who has now joined a pyramid scheme, or maybe it's your auntie posting a photo of nothing by accident, or maybe it's actually an interesting fact. Hmm. And that is what I've come across this morning. What I've come across is how long it takes to get to certain places in space from Earth. Mm-hmm. So, for example, it takes 3 days to get to the moon.
Ooh.
Okay?
On a spaceship.
On a spaceship, yeah.
On a bike.
No, yeah. It takes 5 months to get to Venus. It takes 6 months to get to Mars. Isn't that where we all want to live or something?
Yes. Yeah.
6 months away, my God.
You wouldn't want to change your mind halfway through.
You really wouldn't, no.
And people are give out sometimes that, you know, it's a proper kind of ish 24-hour trip to get down to Australia.
Yeah.
Imagine, yeah. We'll be home for Christmas. Yeah, I'll leave there in June.
Yeah, well, you could be going to Mars, so count yourself lucky.
Very true. So it's honestly way more than I thought it was going to be. So it's 5 years to get to Jupiter. It's what? 7.5 years to fly to Mercury. Not comprehensible. That's unbelievable.
So what did Katy Perry do? Did she just get up there and do some wheelies in a spaceship?
Literally, I think she just went up and then it was like, grand, you're in space. Come right back down.
Ah, that's so embarrassing.
It was a bit stupid. Yeah.
I heard something the other day and I understand that it's a fact and I'm kind of just highlighting my lack of knowledge. But I did not know until the other day, and I'm a 31-year-old grown woman, that every star is a sun.
Yep.
That is so beautiful.
I did not know that.
I suppose I'd never thought about it, but it kind of rings a bell.
All from different universes. I didn't know any of that.
Okay, I know.
And every sun is a star.
That's what I just said.
And every star is a sun.
They're all just suns. There's so many suns. They're all just hanging around up there.
See, it's just crazy.
It's just mad when you think about it.
7 years to get to Saturn.
Oh.
8.5 years to get to Uranus.
Spin is your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave, and Fiona.
It's Rave Lene and Love Me Not. You're with Emma, Dave, and Fiona on Spin. What's the crack?
Hey, good morning. How are you? This morning, we want to know on 087711038, did you grow up in a quiet house or a loud house? Please text us. Quiet house or loud house? 087711038. I ask because, well, I've lived with my partner, Dwayne, now for 3 years.
My partner, Dwayne.
Yes, my boyfriend. I don't know. What do you call
your fiancé?
My lover. But anyway, when we first started living together, there were some adjustments. He was an only child, grew up in a very quiet house, quietly closed doors, on the computer, in his headphones, late at night, stroking his cat and watching telly very quietly. Whereas there was 3 kids in my house, very loud house. We were like physically fighting until we were well into our teens, throwing tennis trophies at each other. That is a real thing that happened.
Me and my sister used to physically fight so hard that like we'd have to be broken up.
Yeah, same, me and my brother.
I remember putting all my stuff into a blanket and putting it on a stick and being like, I'm running away. I'm leaving. I always
wanted to do that. I didn't know how to tie it onto a stick, and I didn't have a stick.
That's impressive. Oh, bamboo stick.
In the movies, yeah. And then I got to the end of the driveway and I was like, it's a bit cold out.
That's so Looney Tunes character. Yeah. I love it. Yeah, so yeah, we'd be screaming at each other, throwing stuff at each other. When Dwayne first came over, he was like, it sounds like you're in a competition for who can have the loudest telly on. And it's like 12 o'clock at night. Like bounding up the stairs. Going up the stairs was something I really had to retrain myself in, because he was like, it sounds like a herd of baby elephants every time. And then something that I definitely do now that my mom does, maybe you do this as well, Emma, as soon as you like do a task or go up the stairs or go anywhere, I always go, and it feels good. It gives me velocity to get up the stairs. So I'm just a generally loud person. My house is loud. There's always like really loud music playing. The telly's loud. We speak loudly. Whereas Dwayne is just, he uses an inside voice. I don't have one of those. Mm. So we want to know, did this happen when you moved in with your partner, or maybe when you moved in with housemates, or when you first moved out to college? Did you come from a loud house or a quiet house? Were you shook by how loud your housemate or your partner was?
Yeah.
Or vice versa.
Yeah. So literally all we need in a WhatsApp from you is loud house
or Quiet House? Just WhatsApp us that. Loud House or Quiet House? Send that over to us on 0877 111 1038. It's so interesting. I remember getting a text from girls I used to live with in Waterford, and it was like, you, same description, you're elephanting up the stairs, is what I used to get.
It's so bizarre. Yeah.
It feels good.
Just
it feels
be quiet.
Good to be told.
Just shush. Oh. Like, it's very simple. Just shush.
You make it sound so easy.
Yeah, drop us a WhatsApp though now. Loud House or Quiet House is all we need from you on 087 711 1038. This is lovely and relaxing, kind of Quiet House vibes, isn't it?
What is it? Is it Lady Gaga?
It's Lady Gaga, Bruno Mars. Spin.
Morning. This morning we are talking about Quiet House versus Loud House. Did you grow up in a Quiet House or a Loud House? Text us 087 711 1038. We're asking because I definitely grew up in a very loud house. Three kids in the house. My partner Dwayne grew up in a quiet, only child, single house, stroking the cat and just teaching himself to build websites age 9.
It's interesting that you say that you grew up in a loud house because you don't seem it. You seem like...
Go on.
You do. You just seem quite. You seem relaxed. You seem very at ease. But if I was in a loud house, if I grew up in a loud house, I'd be on edge. Well, to be fair, I am on edge all the time anyway.
You are a little bit.
But I grew up in a very, very quiet house.
Like, it's so funny.
It's like not even like you couldn't even go loudly up the stairs.
See, I'm the oldest, and everyone always talks about how quiet I was growing up. My mom's always like, sure, we could have you under the table at the pub for hours and no one would even know you were there. And I'm like, I don't think that's necessarily a good thing. But so I was quiet, and then my sister came. Apparently, younger siblings, it's a survival mechanism. They try and make themselves completely different from the older. So she came in like a wrecking ball, and then my brother as well. And it was just, big loud house. Pots and pans, clamouring, you know, the works.
Soraya, standing by there. Did you grow up in a loud house or a quiet house, Soraya?
Really quiet house. Really, really quiet house.
And is that the house that you live in now or where you grew up?
No, it's where I grew up. It was a really quiet house. So I had like two sisters. And then I went to college and I ended up living with five boys. And it was a... Like, I didn't have any brothers. Never really lived with males. And then I went to college and lived with five lads.
That must have been some shock.
It was more than just a shock. Like the bathroom, the bathroom was the biggest shock of my life, I have to say.
Oh God!
And the smells farts after night out and stuff like that.
Swirling around the house.
Yeah.
And were they always shouting, screaming at each other and banging dishes and all the rest?
Yeah, and it was just, I mean, like 20 pots were taken out of the presses to cook a packet of noodles. Yeah. It was just like...
And every press left open after that.
Yes,
and every drawer.
Yes, every utensil is used. Five bowls are taken out for one bowl of noodles. And it was just like, what is
going
on here?
It's very overstimulating to come from a loud house to a quiet one.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Good luck, Soraya. Bye.
Talk to you later. Also, there is Niamh. Did you grow up in a loud house or a quiet house, Niamh?
A very loud house.
Oh.
Yeah. When we were younger, my brother threw a baseball bat at me.
Oh.
And split my head open.
Oh.
Nice.
Brilliant.
And to this day, he still tries to claim that he threw it behind him. But he didn't. He threw it against me.
Okay. One of those boomerang
my
baseball
sister
bats.
Split his head open with a micro skewer. On a different day.
Yeah.
There's always head splitting going on.
Yeah.
What's a micro scooter?
If you held the handle, they done like a 360 spin around.
Oh, I love them. Yeah, you say absolutely smash your shin off.
And
them.
So is that how she did it? She held it up and swung it around?
Yeah.
Wow.
What a weapon.
And what's the story now?
But you know what? We all get on now and we laugh about it.
Good.
Yeah. It does bond you.
It was a very, very loud house.
In your world now, in the house you live in now, is it still a loud house or a quieter house?
It's loud.
Oh. Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Once you're a loud house, you'll always be a loud
you'll
house,
always
I think.
Be, yeah.
Thanks, Steve.
Thanks so much, Niamh. Have
care,
a good day.
Good luck.
Bye. Talk to you later. Lucy's standing by there as well. Loud house or quiet house did you grow up in, Lucy?
A very, very loud house.
Really? Was there many of yous?
There's three kids, but it was me and my brother a year apart.
Mm.
So I think everyone was always kind of competing for attention.
Fair.
It was very loud, but it was very fun. I loved it.
It's so funny because I was always competing for attention with my siblings, but we had the quiet.
You did it in a quiet way.
Yeah, quiet.
How did you
Because your mom probably worked nights, did she?
No. She just, we needed to be quiet. Mom would get a migraine if we were in any way loud.
Oh, hitting it with the migraine. Exactly. That's a real powerful mom.
Yeah. Oh, my mom, you say that as well. Girls, you're giving me a head.
Oh my God. Lucy, with how demurely you answered the phone, I thought you were definitely going to say quiet house.
Yeah, same.
It's very gentle.
I was kind of the quiet kid.
Okay.
Do you live in a more quiet house now?
I do. I'm actually with my fiancé now, and him and his brother do taekwondo, so they're very quiet lads.
Ooh, okay.
Because they kind of have to be. But when they're together, they scrap.
lot of discipline, I think, in taekwondo.
Yeah. Okay. They have a lot of discipline, exactly.
Me fella does taekwondo. Jazz, he must be so quiet.
Me fella does taekwondo, so shut up.
You'd be so surprised, honestly. Like, that's I so thought funny. When he told me it's taekwondo, I was like, oh God, I was like, the two of them are going to be so loud, but they're so good and so disciplined.
God. I love but, that. You're yeah. finally getting some peace, Lucy. Thanks, Emil.
Thanks, Lucy.
Thanks, Lucy.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
A few family members of mine need to take up taekwondo, I think. That would solve a lot of problems. So, honestly, I don't think there's any quiet, really, households in this city. 75% loud, 25% quiet.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay,
it.
Fun.
I love it.
I always was jealous because my house... don't get me wrong. My house was loud, but it was also quite quiet at times. And I remember sometimes going over to other people's houses being like, this is the crack. Mm. Yeah. It's mad over here.
I didn't like that. I got way too overstimulated.
Cats people screaming.
TV screens on level volume 11.
Recharged.
We were asking on the show this morning whether you grew up in a quiet house or was it a very, very loud house. I was saying, if I was in a loud house, I think I'd be so on edge, even though I'm kind of on edge all the time anyway. But if I grew up in a loud house, oh my God, I think I'd be so much worse.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Did you get anxious going to people's houses that were real loud? Like,
yeah, I just think too much noise, I'd freak out.
Yeah. Charlene was in touch on that.
Maybe that's why Dave is on edge, because it was a quiet house and every noise frightens you, like a little cat. I grew up in a loud house. It's grand. Everybody always told me, still tell me today, oh, we always know when you're home, we always know when you're back. Now I have my own three kids, and yeah, it's kind of like I've just replicated my ma's three kids. The first one's grand, the second one's me, she's insane, and then the third one is just, you find them anywhere. Enough to anything.
But it's literally, that's literally so true, because Pippa, my girlfriend, is so loud. So sometimes when she's so loud, I'm literally like, Pippa, shh, what's with the loudness? I just can't
I
deal with it.
She loves you shushing her, does she?
Oh, she loves it. And then I just tell her to relax.
Oh, you're a great practice.
And then you follow up with, you need to calm down.
Yeah. Oh. Don't be upset. It works all the time.
Wow. It's the girly quiz. Makeup presentation.
How will Dave do? Will he need you? Come on, ladies. Let's get quizzy. Do you know how I know that we're not stopping the girly quiz anytime soon? It's because we got bloody... Grammy award winning Keane DeCrow to sing the bloody theme song. I'm raging. That means it's going to be around for a while, because we're going to milk the hell out of that.
Sometimes people message in a lot, actually, saying it needs to be a daily thing.
No.
Oh,
God,
I love that. Every single day.
I'd push for an annual thing.
This is the Girly Quiz. Once a week, myself, Fiona, the women of Dublin, we come together, we quiz Dave on girly things. We're well on our way now. Like, we're 2.5, nearly 3 years into this game. And as Dave mentioned, it's showing no signs of slowing down. Fiona's in, a fresh new woman to the pack. Got loads of fresh questions and ideas for us, we are only laughing. Callum.
Unfortunately, Dave, since Fiona started, you have recorded 0 wins.
I know, it's a load of shite.
For the year, you have 7 wins and 9 losses.
Okay, time to try and get a bit of, claw back a little bit this morning. You do have 2 lifelines to help you on your way, which makes it even more hard to believe that he's had so many losses this year. One is a Simplify option, and one is his phone, a female, and standing by this morning is Olivia. Good morning.
Good morning, Olivia. How are you?
Morning, guys.
All right, Olivia, tell me this. What are you good at? What do you know? What is your girly knowledge? What are you fantastic at knowing?
So you say football.
It is football, but I just hope I know the answer.
That's all right. She's here for the long
time. Are you good with beauty? Because that's the kind of stuff that comes up. Or health? Or what should I come to you on? What kind of theme?
Anything. I'll know. Don't worry.
Fantastic, Olivia. That's exactly what I want to know.
I love that. Listen, as the nature is, you hang on there, Olivia. The nature of the girly quiz is we do kind of go to uncharted waters sometimes. So if there are kids in the car, hand on the dial, we've warned you.
Or
teach them a thing or two.
We'll teach them a thing or two. And, you're welcome.
It's time they learned. You don't have to have the awkward conversation.
Yeah, exactly. Or they'll get into school a bit traumatised.
Or telling everyone.
Let's do this. Question number one on the girly quiz this week, Dave. Match the celebrity to the makeup brand.
That's not fair.
That's a good one. I think that was Fiona's idea. I thought it was class.
Once again, Fiona's covering her face because she thinks she's going to somehow give away the answer.
I will. I can't stop laughing when you say something wrong. So I need to just... I actually need to be in a different room.
Here we go. Match the celebrity to the makeup brand. Rare Beauty.
No.
Fenty. And Rode Skin.
Rare Beauty. Fenty. And what?
Rode Skin.
Rode Skin. Sounds like Roadman.
I was thinking Roadkill.
Or H-O-D-E Skin.
Or HODE. This is a really, really hard question, to be honest, lads. And I'm not happy with it. I don't think it's fair.
Do you not think it's a great question?
It's a good question, but it's not fair. That's three brands that I have to know, as opposed to one. If you had said just Fenty, I would have went, yeah.
What if we gave you the three celebrities and you had to match them with
products? That's very good.
It's a bit late now.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to do that.
Okay. So Rare
Beauty. Is that a simplify? Have I just simplified?
Emma, you are too nice on this game. If you get the celebrities now, I am saying that this is the life lost, the simplify loss.
Okay, go on.
Okay, Rare Beauty, Fenty and Rhodes Skin. Match the celebrities. Rihanna, Hailey Bieber, Selena Gomez.
Ah, crap. Okay, Rare Beauty. Fenty is Rihanna. I know that. Rhodes Skin. Is that it?
Yeah.
Rhodes Skin. I think that is Selena Gomez. Because I think... Rave Beauty, I think, is Selena Gomez.
Rave Beauty, is it?
Rare, sorry. I can't read my own writing. Rare Beauty. And Rhodes Skin.
Yeah.
I think Rhodes Skin is Selena. And I think Rare Beauty is Hailey. Although I didn't know Hailey had one. I know Selena had one. And I think Rare Beauty... I'm going to swap them. Rare Beauty is Selena. Fenty is Rihanna. Rhodes Skin is Hailey Bieber.
Is that your final answer, Dave?
That's my final answer.
Fiona, are you still hiding behind that sheet? Come back to us. Hello.
You can see me. It's just like me and Dave are at confession. And I'm the priest.
She's literally hiding her face from Dave. Dave, you're absolutely correct!
Let's go! I never would have got them.
I have to remind you, that is your simplify gone.
Just because I got it right.
Because Emma was too nice.
He's my boy, Blue.
Too nice.
He's my boy, Blue.
Need you to be a cow.
Yeah, very good. All right, let's crack on. Question number two.
Okay, Dave. If you were booking into the beautician for an LVL, what would you be getting?
A lower vascular lift.
She's completely hiding her face behind her sheet now. Can we actually just get this on Instagram? Fiona, this is Fiona during the Grady Quiz. I'm going to take a video of her right now.
It's got the golden ticket answers on, so please don't.
Oh, yeah. Show us another sheet and then fake it.
A lower vascular lift.
You can't just do this, Fiona, for the whole show. Come back to us.
LVL.
What else can I
do? You know what? With all of your giddiness, I'm going to have to call in my mate Olivia, because she said that she knows everything. So, Olivia, I am going to ask, put 30 seconds on the clock and absolutely beg you to tell me what the hell an LVL is. Is it a lower vascular lift?
No.
Lower vascular lift.
An LVL, it's a type of like lash lift, your eyelashes.
Okay, what does it stand for?
Oh, okay,
come on, just give me the V.
V is the volume.
V, okay, so lash volume lift?
No.
Okay, quick.
It's lent volume lift.
Lent or lens?
Lent, L-E-N-G-T-H.
Lent volume
length,
lift.
Okay.
Length volume lift. Mother of God, that was... Whew.
Used up every last second of those 30.
Length volume lift. That is my final answer.
We're in trouble.
Oh no, we're Olivia! What have you done to me?
We're in trouble. You said that if you're booking into the beautician for an LVL, you'd be going in to get a length volume lift. You did say that you'd be going for a lash lift. What do we do here, guys?
Oh, come on, you gotta give it to me.
The correct answer is a lash volume lift.
Yeah.
It's AKA a lash lift.
Yeah, I'm thinking that because you knew it was to do with lashes.
Yes,
I will say it does not add any length.
Okay,
it only adds volume. But if producer Callum, another man in the ranks, wants to give it to him, I guess we can.
He did say a lash lift. I'm probably being way too kind, girls. Am I? I don't know. Give it to him.
Yeah. Two for two, baby.
Just got to go on to Kelly on WhatsApp there, who has sent in a screenshot from Google that says LVL can also stand for length, volume and lift.
But it famously doesn't add length. It's just curling your own eyelashes.
Yeah, but it makes it look like it's adding length. Isn't
I
that
guess
right?
So. There we go. I guess.
Listen, back to you, Olivia. Well done, gal. You've gone and won yourself that Essence hamper for you and a friend. It's got all their brand new spring summer collection, and you're also in that draw. It'll happen, the draw, at the end of June to win those VIP tickets to Long longitude. Okay, go.
Now, Olivia, tell me this. Do you think you deserve it?
Yeah, 100%. I am so stressed after that.
My nerves are shot, Olivia. My nerves are
I'm shaking here.
No, you did amazing, girl.
Thanks so much, Olivia.
Thanks, Olivia.
I'm just glad you're too, Santrino.
Thanks, Olivia. Have a great day.
Bye, Olivia.
You
bye,
too. Honey. Bye.
Bye. All right, now you're on your own, on your own, on your own. As we crack into question three with no lifelines remaining, and this time I want to look at you.
Is the singing going to continue?
No.
Bad.
Question number three on the girly quiz this week. Dave.
Jonah, will you show me your face?
I'm shy.
Question number three on the girly quiz this week. David Hammond. Women's cubicles.
Cubicles? Do you not mean cuticles?
Cubicles, toilets.
Oh, sorry.
They often display signs with rules on them on what not to put in a sanitary bin. Can you list three of them?
What not to put in a sanitary bin?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I know what not to put in the toilet. Name three of them. I can't even name one of them. Where are these? Like, what's with the level of... Why do you hate me? Why do you want me to fail? You've come in, and I'm sick of you now already, third week in, and you're like, oh, let's make the questions insanely difficult.
This was actually Emma's question. Thank you.
Well, then, I apologise, and I'll turn my chair. Absolutely ridiculous. You should know better. She hasn't a clue. You should know better. You've been doing this for 3 years. That's not fair.
Dave, sorry that we want you to be a better man.
I'll swivel my chair again, Fiona.
Oh, it's my influence, is it?
Okay, what was the question
Listen,
again?
Cubicles, women's toilets, yeah? They have sanitary bins in them, yeah?
That's where
you put the bits when you're on your period,
right, yeah?
Sometimes there's rules on them saying don't put certain things in there.
Yeah.
Give me three things that you can't put in the bin.
Toilet paper.
Right.
Applicator.
Applicator.
What you can't put in.
I didn't think you could put the applicator in because it was plastic. Okay.
Fiona, put your face behind that sheet again. Sorry, guys.
Okay,
this is what happens.
Toilet paper. Bottles of soap. And hair ties.
Callum, what do we do here, man?
I bet you they're on a list somewhere.
Toilet paper's on the list.
Toilet paper's
on the list, yeah.
Okay, then...
Can you put hair ties in them?
Bet you can't.
I mean, you know, interestingly, it doesn't come up very often.
I love when she asks a terrible question and, you know...
It's not a terrible question.
She faces some backlash because everything I've said technically is true.
You said hair ties and... Bottles of soap.
Bottles of soap.
I presume they probably would prefer that you didn't. What are you saying behind that sheet, Fiona? This is chaos. I can't understand what you're saying.
Say it. This is like live deliberating. This is ridiculous.
Okay, to Google. Can you put hair ties in a sanitary bin? No, hair ties should not be disposed of in the sanitary bin.
Can you please check for bottles of soap?
Can you put bottles of soap?
Come on.
This is the worst.
I'm going to get sick.
Here we go.
Can you put bottles of soap in the sanitary bin? Bottles of soap should not be wasted! Yeah!
And it'll be, this is an absolute disaster. 1, 2, 3, yay!
Yay! Oh my God.
He has gone and done it, lads.
I like how you stayed in your winner's squat while we had that technical moment.
What a girly quiz. 3 for 3. I cannot believe you've accepted that answer.
I think that was incredible. Well, to see, that's what I was deliberating subtly behind the sheet. Technically, you can't really put anything in there other than sanitary products.
Yeah.
You were right.
But normally the signs would display things like nappies, incontinence pads.
They should, you know, they should add hair ties and soap.
Yeah, because someone's going to try and jam it in there.
Well done, Dave.
Thank you very much.
Girly quiz. We just played the girly quiz and Dave won the week apparently in a jammy way. We're getting a lot of hate. Fiona, girls, you've gone soft on the girly quiz. The question was items you shouldn't put in the sanitary bin on the list. I have never seen soap bottles or hair ties on that list in my life.
Yeah, we'll add them to the list. Add them.
Girls, you're getting soft. See, the problem is, Fiona, I see him like a brother and I just get real like, ah, Dave.
When you did the makeup, when you listed the celebs, I was like, ah, no, we're done.
Even my dad texted me saying I was jammy.
You, Fiona, need to up the bitch, okay?
I certainly will.
You need to be more of a horrible person on the girly quiz next Thursday. Can you get into that zone,
I'll just
please?
Reveal my real personality.
Okay, perfect. Fiona being a bitch next Thursday on the girly quiz.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello,
Puppet. It's
Emma, Dave and Fiona, good morning.
Good morning. Guys, I think the early mornings are starting to affect my... head. I was
I garnered that from that hello puppet.
Oh,
on. What What's about that Puppet? I think
Hello,
Mrs.
Puppet.
Doubtfire?
Yeah, no, Hello, I think something Puppet. Else. Go on, keep going.
Okay,
on
yeah, have a think. But I was getting a taxi in this morning and I was looking at the front of the car and I was like, why is there a steady stream of smoke coming from the front of the car? It's giving Vatican City, Sistine Chapel. And I was like, is he burning incense in the car? Like, why is it smoking? And I was remembering that because when my brother used to borrow my mom's car, he used to light a candle and put it in the cup holder.
Didn't.
He'd be like, it's smelly when I come home from the gym. And it's like, open a window, wash yourself, don't have an open flame in the car. And so I was like, this guy is burning incense. Anyway, it was his coffee cup. He just had an open vessel of coffee. But like,
I've been in taxis where they are, there is incense. Not incense, sorry. What's it called? The vaporized, you know, smelly air. Really nice vibe.
Okay.
But sorry, your brother used to light a candle in the car. That's yes. probably not the safest thing
no,
to do.
No, it wouldn't be ideal, but that's just what kind of guy he is.
Two things. One, Please. Hello Papa is from Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh.
Hello, Puppet. And then the second thing is that I'm pretty sure he was covering up the smell of something else.
It's
the gym.
I don't want to smell me BO.
He's
actually smoked 20
The gym
cigarettes.
Guys. Yeah. Mom, I need a candle because I go to the gym and I'm just so strong.
I'm just ripped. Out and tour at the moment makes me sick to my stomach that he hasn't announced an Irish date.
He's out on tour makes me sick to my stomach.
He's been home with his family. Kendrick Lamar and Not Like Us, you're on Spin. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona coming up on 9:10. What's the crack?
I welcome everybody to the second best night of the year. It's Eurovision semi-final 2. It is happening in Switzerland. It is happening in Basel, which looks like a fantastic city, by the way. I've seen a couple of people there on my Instagram and it looks very, very nice. Mm-hmm. Along with Switzerland, obviously last year's winner, the countries who are already in again are UK, France, Germany, Italy, Spain. They are the big five. But today is semi-final 2. This is happening later on at 8 o'clock tonight. And Ireland are in this one, okay? So we can vote. Obviously, we can't vote for Ireland, but we can actually vote. We weren't allowed to vote in semi-final 1 on Tuesday. We can vote in this one, which is tonight at 8 o'clock, RTE2, I want to say. So Ireland's entry is Emmy. She's from Norway. The song is called Like a Party, and it sounds like this. I hope like I never died and that she's been surrounded
still and that she has a party in the air and always will. It kind of sounds like one of those songs you had in your Nokia back in like in primary school that you'd send around to each other. Just really like poppy and
yeah,
it sounds
kind of person. Yeah.
You'd pay €2 for the ringtone. No.
It's very like on the Walters vibe.
Yeah.
Walters, oh my God, yes.
Scream if you want to go faster. I get that vibe. It unfortunately most likely will not qualify. So there's 10 qualification spaces tonight. It's 11th most likely to qualify. But you don't know what could happen. Like there was someone in the semi-final 1 that was meant to qualify and they didn't because their performance was crap. So you never know. So the best of luck to Emmy tonight. But the most likely to qualify tonight are in order. I have Austria, a guy called JJ. The song is called Wasted Love. It's a little bit of opera and I love it. I love it.
Wow.
I got a fright.
I was like, was that an actual ringtone from 2005?
Yeah.
Wow.
We go over to Finland for Erika Wickman and the song is called Ich Komm. Now that's Eurovision.
Australian entry, didn't they have to change the lyrics or something to their songs?
No, it was actually the Maltese entry from Malta.
That's a bit Finlander kind of
she
on the nose there, no?
I don't know, I'm sure it means something else in Finnish, but Malta was actually the country that had to change their lyrics. Her name was Mirjana Conte and she was serving a certain word, what I mean?
Yeah.
And the Eurovision board said, listen, that
she was serving her surname and it was a bit on the nose.
Yes, exactly, her name again, Mirjana Conte. So she is just serving for Eurovision semi-final 2.
Serving. That's good. Yeah.
Oh yeah. I like love it. It's so good. Oh,
I'd love to see a drag queen take that on the George. Yeah. Be there for that experience. It's an excellent song.
The real ones know what she's serving.
Very true. Another one that's meant to go through tonight is from Czechia. The artist's name is Adonis, or Adonis probably. And the song is called Kiss Kiss Goodbye. Kiss Kiss Goodbye. Kind of choir-esque or something.
It's like a waltz.
Yeah.
Kind of.
It's interesting. But by far, this is my favourite so far. It's Australia. It's from an artist called Gojo, and he is the Milkshake Man. I can tell you want a taste of the Milkshake Man. It's so good.
That's disgusting.
Is it?
And he didn't have to change his lyrics, and the poor girl did. That's terrible.
Well, he didn't curse in his.
Oh, right.
It's all down to interpretation, Emma.
Okay,
so obviously you interpret it in a filthy way.
Right, I need to interpret my brain there.
Yeah.
It's so good. So that is Eurovision semi-final 2. The order tonight is Australia, Montenegro. Ireland are third, to perform.
What, so this is what? Quarter past eight-ish?
Probably half eight, 20 past eight or something. Latvia, Armenia, Austria, Greece, Lithuania, Malta, Georgia, Denmark, Czechia, Luxembourg, Serbia and Finland.
Oh, Eurovision kings in the room. Oh,
I felt like the Animaniacs there.
Howard Farmer and the two pros on Eurovision. Question.
I absolutely love Eurovision. Do you need me?
Question.
Go on.
Is Mika hosting again?
No. Mika hasn't hosted for a couple of years. It was because they were in Italy. Do you want me to ask my friends, all my friends in the UK, all 60 million of them, because they can vote tonight as well, to vote for Emmy?
Yes, please.
Okay, cool. I'll get that
sorted. Just make sure and don't vote for Norway by accident. She is Norwegian.
That's true. And just in case you were wondering why Australia are in the Eurovision and they're not in Europe, it's because they entered in 2015 for the 60th anniversary.
Yes.
And they were like, we love it so much, we want to stay.
Yeah, it's a joke though.
They're very good. They've never won it though. They've never won it.
Just call it the World Division and then everyone's happy.
Great ring to us.
Mind blown.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
That's Wiz the MC with Bees and Huzzy.
Huzzy.
Bees and honey, excuse me. It's called Show Me Love on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. You're on, fully charged. We're here with McDonald's. Good morning.
Morning.
Staying in an Airbnb when I'm on my holidays in the next couple of weeks. I haven't actually used Airbnb in ages. So, I'm buzzing. And there's big news about Airbnb over the last 24 hours. It's getting a major update. And the creator, or the, like, what would you say, the person who launched the whole thing was talking about it extensively online yesterday. It's obviously, if you don't know, I'm sure you do, but Airbnb is great for finding places to stay. You're essentially renting out someone's house when they're gone, or maybe there's an apartment space that's deliberately there as an Airbnb. It can sometimes work out a little bit cheaper than staying in a hotel, and I guess it's nice because sometimes when you go away you don't want to be eating hotel food all the time. You can do a shop and you can cook your own food and etc. But they're, as I said, updating the app. They're going to include some new things such as extra services to make your stay more special. So you'll be able to see if the accommodation you book has special treatments like nail salons or massage services or even chefs, say, if you're that way inclined.
Oh, wow.
And then they have these other Airbnb experiences. So the whole idea is that you explore a city with the locals who know it best. So if you really wanted to get, say, if there was somewhere that was fascinating to you and it's one thing to go on your own and kind of work it out as you go, but you could obviously arrange to meet with locals quite early on in your stay and get stuck in really quickly.
Cute.
A redesigned service hosted by locals in their own city, including food tours, water sports and wildlife experiences. I think that's pretty cool. The other thing that really captured my attention is that they're launching this thing that I'm sure is going to cost an arm and a leg, but it's called Airbnb Originals, and these are called Extraordinary Experiences, hosted by the world's most interesting people, and they're designed exclusively for Airbnb as the company, right?
I like that idea of getting interesting people to design a place.
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of cool.
But, like, I think that you're quite an interesting person, Dave. So
yeah, but you wouldn't want somewhere I designed.
Why?
Because you know it's just going to be a sweet shop and, like, a giant telly.
And a load of Timu
and then people
games.
Be like, where do I sleep? We're like, oh yeah, I forgot the bed. Where am I meant to cook? Oh yeah, I forgot the kitchen.
Okay, so what they're getting at here is, like, you could be playing beach volleyball with an Olympian in Rio. Okay. You could be anime alter ego with Megan Thee Stallion, right?
Oh,
it's this kind of stuff. Or have, like, a Sunday fun day, they're saying, with an NFL star. Patrick Mahomes is involved in this.
Oh yeah.
That's all well and good, but there are a few celebrities, I would hope, and singers in particular, who need to pull the finger out and make an extra few bob on this, and some experiences I'd like to see. For example, I'd stay in Sabrina Carpenter's place and all I'd ask from her is to spend half an hour with me making espresso.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Really tap into the brand.
I like that, yeah.
Hers would be a little Polly Pocket house.
Oh,
and you'd, like, pop it open and she'd just be in there her normal size. She wouldn't even need to get any smaller.
Khaki Kid. We're playing a song Date Night at the moment. He's from Dublin. Wouldn't have to travel very, very far. Just bring me on a date, Khaki Kid. That's all I ask. It's part of the Airbnb experience. Look into my eyes with those beautiful curls around your face. Billie Eilish obviously goes without saying, but a bird washing, Birds of a Feather has been so big for her. Wouldn't mind that. I do find bird washing a bit boring, but I'd say she'd make it entertaining. Chapel Roan, Pink Pony Club. Tap into that. Can we please go to a pony camp?
Oh my God, yes.
I can't believe you find bird watching boring.
Do you enjoy bird watching?
I love bird watching.
What do you look at? The pigeons in town.
Oh, sorry. I've never actually put this to the show before, but I fucking love bird watching.
Hold us, we'll get back to that. There's a lot going on there.
New bird feeder.
I've bought a new bird feeder. Off Temu. Do you remember? I did that at 7 a.m.
7 a.m.
7 a.m.
Okay, we'll go bird watching with Dave soon. We'll sort that out. But for now, Chapel Roan, Pony Camp, please. Dochi's song Anxiety. Can we do like a little yoga session in the evening?
Oh, that's very good. Yeah, yeah.
Bit of relaxation before we go for a lovely
I didn't know where you were going with
me
that
either.
One. Can we all have panic attacks?
Gaga, can we do a bit of a magic trick show or a song Abracadabra?
Or Abracadabra. Here we go and get a kebab.
Let's go and get a kebab.
True that as well. Yeah. Gigi Perez, I'd imagine the house is somewhere by a lake. Can we go for a little boat ride?
Mm.
Ooh, song is called.
I've no idea.
Sailor song. My head. And finally, Bees and Honey. We just played them. A bit of beekeeping, yes. Lads.
That'd be very good.
Why not?
We're beekeeping.
And Belters only. Just DJ for me, please. Here at the Armour Jazzy on Spin. Khaki Kid and Date Night. That is fresh Irish music for you this morning. And from one handsome Irish man to another, Moncrief.
Here I am.
Here I am, Lord. Moncrief will be joining us on tomorrow morning's show after 9.
Ooh, exciting.
He's a lovely guy.
Get ready. Spin 103.8's Golden Ticket.
Hey, yeah. We would love to send you on your holidays if you want to get out of here. All but thanks to Sunway.ie, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company. You'll be going for a full week. None of this 6 nights, counting it as a week. 7 full nights, potentially 8 days, depending on your flight times.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? You're staying at a lovely spot. It's called Pierre and Vacances Village in Fortaventura.
Google it, by the way.
Yeah, we've stalked it so much at this point.
So nice.
I don't even have to Google it. I can see it perfectly in my head.
Honestly, I could give you a tour right now if you want me to.
Yeah. I love that.
The distance from the pool to the beach doesn't look very far whatsoever from what we've seen, and the parasols are red.
Oh, beautiful.
And on a, this is just from my head.
Water blue.
Ooh. And the decking is brown. And I like the way the red complements the brown, that complements the blue. And then there's so many palm trees and greenery. They're just the perfect colour palette, in my opinion.
If there was a prize for describing the holiday destination, you would 100% win it.
Great.
So
that's not for the taking, though, this morning. Yeah. It is that holiday for guessing some songs. And Sam's on to give it a go. How are you?
Good. Hello.
We were all guessing if you were male or female with the name Sam yesterday. We had Alex on and we all had a go. I guessed that you were a boy.
Yeah, so did I, Sam.
I guess that you were a girl, Sam. I just knew you have that feminine energy.
Thank you so much.
Oh my God, you're welcome, girl.
Listen, we saw your profile picture. We couldn't tell. No, we're joking. You don't have a profile picture. That's why we couldn't see, Sam. What is the story with you? How are you this morning, Sam?
Good, all good.
And
you?
We're pretty good. So thanks, have you been working on that base tan in the sun in the last few weeks in Dublin?
Yeah, unfortunately, still have to work. So not much of tan at 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock in the day.
I know, I hear you. Yeah, and sometimes as well, it depends on what way the sun hits your house, but like, there's nothing in my garden after 6 o'clock when it falls. So
any work from home days that you can, what do you do?
No. Unfortunately not. I don't know.
That's alright, huh? Listen, let's try and get you on your holidays. Were you away recently or has it been a while?
I was away only for a city break in March.
Oh, very
that
nice.
Doesn't count.
Yeah, it definitely doesn't count. You need a relaxing holiday, Sam. You deserve it. You've been working so hard.
Yeah.
That's she doesn't really agree, but that's alright. Sam, welcome to Emma, Dave and Fiona's Golden Ticket. Have you heard this game before?
Yeah.
You have. Do you know how many seconds go on the clock?
25.
Do you know how many songs are going to play?
5.
That's it. Guess the 5 songs and artists within 25 seconds. You win a golden ticket to Fuerteventura. If the song would few people on it, Sam, you only need to mention one artist. There's no skipping or passing. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. However, if you really don't know it, you can swap it for a different one. Obviously, you can only do that once and you can't do it on the final song. If you want to swap the song, just shout the word swap, and when you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself, get ready for the next one. All makes sense, Sam?
Yep.
Happy days. Where are you from?
Dublin.
What part of Dublin, Sam?
Santi. Okay. Very nice. Come here, Sam. Just 1 second for me, yeah? You're getting nervous. I can feel it.
Yeah, I can feel the nerves coming through,
Sam. Three deep breaths together on 3, 2, 1. In through the nose. In.
And out.
And out.
Thanks, Braden.
Yeah.
We're going to win this.
Yes, you are.
Another big deep
another
breath,
deep
please.
Breath in, Sam.
Okay.
And out.
And the
ready
final one before we go.
Here we go.
I'm insisting.
Very good. Now we are all good to go.
You've got
Sam,
it in the bag,
Sam. How are you feeling now? All right, good. Here we go. Sam from Santry, we love a bit of alliteration. 25 seconds on the clock. Song one plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock.
ABT, oh no.
Come on, you know him.
You know him.
Swap.
Oh, okay.
You know what's catching people there? It's Bruno Mars and Rosé, yeah? And Rosé's voice is catching people because people aren't as familiar with Rosé. Yes. Bruno's voice isn't there yet. Mm. It was Bruno and Rosé's APT. Good use of your swap.
Yeah, you were dead right to just get straight in there with the swap. So you've reset the clock back to 25 seconds. So it's a brand new game.
That's it exactly, Sam. You can do this. It's all good. It's like a brand new game and if nothing ever happened. Let's go for a brand new song one. It plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock. You want to guess the colour
of my underwear? You Charlie XCX.
Down there.
Is it pretty in pink?
Pretty? No.
What was that she said at the start?
You have to. You
want to. I don't know.
It rhymes with press.
If you don't know, you hazard a what?
Oh, I don't know.
Two. You have the artist as well, Sam.
Not to worry.
I'm raging. But you know what? I sense you were going to be a fantastic player, Sam. And I think maybe you got a little bit under pressure.
Yeah, yeah. The song was Charlie XCX on Billie Eilish. The song is called Guess. But we in fairness, that's probably our fault because we keep calling it the Knickers song.
Yeah.
On the show. It's all about underwear. So,
Sam, I hope you managed to have fun at least, did you?
Yeah, definitely.
Just
set it up for the winner.
That's exactly. Sam, thank you so much. Have a fantastic day.
No worries. Thanks.
Good
Bye.
Luck.
Bye, Sam.
Talk to you later. Listen, if you want to have a go at this tomorrow, all you got to do is message us the word golden and send it over to 087 711 1038. You're going on a holiday for free to Fuerteventura.
It's going tomorrow. I just know it.
Sure. Sabrina Carpenter now and Taste on Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Raven and A and Love Me Not on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. You're on Fully Charged and we are here with McDonald's.
Hello.
Check this out. It's time for Fiona's Final Thoughts.
Let's go.
Yes, it is the time of day that everybody looks forward to. I think we'll all agree.
Oh, yeah.
I think the whole morning.
The end
has
of the show.
And the time where you get to know what I'm really thinking, as if I haven't made that abundantly obvious from 7 a.m. onwards. It's Fiona's Final Thoughts, where I just get to talk about whatever I want, in case, just so that I don't do it over a song or the news. Or
you're getting very good, gal. You're all right.
Stop. Yeah. No, it's okay. Thank you so much, though. But listen, this segment today is dog themed, and I can't believe I've gone this long without actually bringing up my beautiful, perfect angel dog / giraffe. Beautiful lurcher queen called Danish. Pastry Danish. A strange name to have for a dog in Crumlin,
Did you adopt her as Danish?
Yeah. So it was her and another dog called Croissant. They were like... so she curls up in a ball like a Danish when she sleeps. And I guess Croissant did more of a croissant thing. Tough name to have for a dog in Crumlin.
Yeah.
When you're trying to call her back and you're like, Danish, come back. I was walking with her.
Oh my God, could you sound croissant. Any more posh?
I know.
No, it's so bad. I'm like the walking stereotype. Moved into Crumlin, got a rescue greyhound, walking around with a tote bag like people despise me. But anyway, if you see me walking down the street staring at the sky.
Exactly what I thought.
If you see me walking my dog in this sunny weather and she's panting, tongue hanging out her mouth and nose drier than the Sahara, looking like she hasn't had a drop of water since 1992, please do not judge me as a mother.
Or call the DSPCA to take her back.
Do you remember when you were younger and you'd be like, if your mom wouldn't let you out, you'd be like, I'm calling Childline. That is what this dog is
so extreme
out doing to me. Threatening it every night. Oh, I can't have an ice cream. I'm ringing Childline. So
I think my mom used to be like, dude, they'll hang up on you.
Go on, yeah, go for it. I think I actually did ring them once and it was over the stupidest thing. Anyway, know that I have been trying every trick in the book at every 30-second interval to get her to intake even one drop of water.
She's not a fan of the water.
Point blank refuses. It's impossible. I stop off at cafes because I'm not allowed into shops. I pay €3.15 with a deposit return scheme for a bottle of Acqua Panna, and I'm having to just throw it back in the canal because she refuses to drink. I pour it into her little
portable. For a little pop-up water bottle. A recent trick I've tried is dropping cubes of cheese into the water bottle so that she's tricked into like getting the cheese.
Yeah.
And like it's a kind of like a Bob for apple situation.
Wow.
She won't. It's so bad. Is that an issue with Seamus?
It's the same with my mother. Maybe, or not my mother, my grandmother.
Won't have a sip of
no
water.
My grandmother does not drink. My granny doesn't drink any water.
Yeah,
you
my granny,
you have to put a bit of juice in it
after getting really good, but like for years she didn't touch water. And it's funny, as a kid I wasn't into it at all. Now I'd be like, if I get into the car and I don't have a bottle of water with me, I'm like, I'm gonna die
in here. Yeah. Dwayne's granddad is the same, and he needs to drink more water for his health. And he's like, sure, there's water in my porridge.
Yeah.
There's water in my tea. And I'm like, it's technically true, but I hate you. What the hell?
Okay, so Danish, not a fan of the water. Do you ever try to drop milk?
Oh, that's a good idea. Is that a thing?
Drop in a bit of milk with it and see how you get on.
Oh, the stank of that on a sunny day.
And on top of that as well, the pickup isn't great for a bit of milk now.
Mm-mm. Bizarre, though, that your dogs don't drink water.
Mm. I know.
She obviously doesn't realise how cool it is. You need to get her Stanley.
It's cool, it's cool. I should get her. Oh, no, I would pay full whack for a dog, Stanley. So
you're on spin. Keep your eyes peeled. She could be in town as she plays the Three Arena, not just tomorrow night, but Saturday night as well. Last time she played the Olympia, she was just hanging around different streets in Dublin. You could see Dublin bus in the back of her pictures.
I think she could walk down Grafton Street and she wouldn't get swarmed.
I just don't. Yeah. She's huge.
I know, but what does she look like? But you know, like
I know
tall.
Her. Yeah, she's gorgeous.
Tall girl.
Listen, if you want to go to Tate McRae, she's playing the Three Arena tomorrow night. We have two pairs of tickets to go on tomorrow morning's show. Be with us from 7 a.m. We'll tell you how you and a friend by two could be heading along to Tate McRae tomorrow night. Callum's going as well.
Very exciting.
Might see him there. Matthew Matthews is on the way. We'll catch you in the morning.
Good luck.